test 73, section 3, question 24. And here we're looking for what would make the argument perfect, so strength and plus. And this is one that might be worth diagramming. So it starts off and it says, democracy cannot thrive without effective news media. So that's going to say, if you thrive, you have effective news media. Or if you don't have effective media, you don't thrive. Then it says, after all, democracy can't thrive without an electorate that's knowledgeable about important issues. So if it's going to thrive, then you have to have a knowledgeable electorate. An electorate can be knowledgeable in this way only if it has access to unbiased. So that's going to say, if knowledgeable, then unbiased. But what we need to get is to effective media, so we need something that says, in order to have unbiased, you have to have an effective media, and that's what would make this perfect. That would bridge that gap. So again, if you want to diagram it, I think it works pretty well. All societies that have effective news medias are thriving democracies. No, that's going backwards on it. If an electorate has access to unbiased information, then the electorate will be knowledgeable. Problem is, we need to link the effective news media to unbiased information. A democracy will thrive if its electorate is knowledgeable about important political issues. Well, we don't know that that will make it perfect. A democracy cannot thrive if the electorate is exposed to bias. No. Without an effective news media, an electorate will not have access to unbiased. So that's as if not effective, not unbiased, which the contrapositive says if unbiased, then effective. And that's what we're looking for. And so E is our correct answer there.